CME sets. June 1st, launch for Bitcoin volatility futures. Pending CFTC review, CME Group has scheduled June 1, 2026 as the launch date for its new Bitcoin volatility futures. Pending CFTC review, according to a post from Coin Bureau on May 10th. The product gives institutional traders a way to take positions on the magnitude of Bitcoin price swings instead of the direction of those swings. Bitcoin traded at $80,730 as of May 10, 2026, up 0.7% over the prior 24 hours and 3% on the week, with the crypto fear and greed index sitting at a neutral 49. The market backdrop is unusually quiet for a launch tied to volatility, which sharpens the case for a hedging product. Realized VOL has compressed even as macro tail risks persist. A volatility contract, not a directional one, CME already runs the deepest regulated Bitcoin futures and options book in the United States. Standard BTC futures and micro BTC futures both pay off on price direction. The new volatility futures contract pays off on a volatility index reading instead, similar in structure to the VIX futures that trade against the S&P 500. That changes who shows up at the order book. Directional futures attract traders making a call on price. A volatility contract attracts dealers, options market makers, and funds running gamma or vega exposure who need a clean instrument to offset risk from selling Bitcoin options. Without it, those desks have to replicate VOL exposure through baskets of options, which carries basis risk and rebalancing cost. The CFTC certification hurdle. The June 1st date is conditional on CFTC review, which is the standard pre-launch certification process for a new contract on a designated contract market. CME files the product specifications, and the agency has a window to raise concerns before listing. The review is not a vote on the contract's merits, but the agency can flag manipulation risk, settlement methodology, or position limits. For Bitcoin specifically, the index methodology is the question that historically draws the most attention. The contract has to settle against a reference that is hard to manipulate, which means the underlying index needs deep regulated reference markets. CME has used its CF Bitcoin reference rate for years to settle existing futures, and a volatility index built on the same underlying transaction data inherits that audit trail. Closing the last gap in the institutional stack. The product slots into a regulated stack that has filled out quickly over the past 2 years. Spot Bitcoin ETFs sit at the top for buy and hold exposure. Standard futures handle directional positioning. Options give traders convex payoffs. A volatility futures contract closes the last obvious gap by letting institutions trade vol as its own asset class. That matters for two reasons. First, it lets large holders hedge tail risk without selling spot or paying away premium on out-of-the-money puts. Second, it gives ETF issuers and corporate treasuries running Bitcoin on the balance sheet a cleaner risk management tool than rolling option strips. Strategy Block and the growing list of public companies holding BTC have been waiting for exactly this kind of instrument to manage reported earnings volatility. The retail spillover is more limited. Volatility products are notoriously hard for individual traders to use well because the term structure decays quickly and the underlying math punishes anyone treating it as a directional bet. The institutional plumbing is the point. Three things to watch before June 1st, three things between today and June 1st. The CFTC has to clear the certification, which is the binary risk on the calendar. CME typically publishes final contract specs and tick sizes a few weeks ahead of launch, which will tell traders exactly what they are getting. And the existing options market on Deribit and CME will set the implied volatility benchmarks the new contract has to compete with on liquidity. If the launch holds June 1st and the CFTC clears it without major changes, expect dealers to begin pre-positioning in the back half of May. Volume in the first week will not be the metric that matters. Open interest at the end of June will be.